You could do Greek yogurt with some pumpkin, some cinnamon, and even a little bit of peanut butter and make it a dip and then dip apples in it.
Okay. Okay.
Game
Do we
changer.
need to end the episode right now?
Yes,
Because I
I
need
need
to
to go
go
to the
make
kitchen.
that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Hey, snackers!
Hola!
Welcome to the Snack Show. Today is a very special episode because... very abnormally, we have a fun guest to share with you today.
We are so excited to share our guest with you this Friday.
So today we're welcoming Lauren Hubert to the show. And Lauren, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. I feel honored to be in what feels like the snack club.
Oh, 100%.
Around women who love to eat good food. I mean, that's the vibe, right?
Yes. Preach it, sister. See, people are going to love you already just from that. Lauren, will you just share with our listeners kind of your expertise around food and where you come from and what you'll be sharing with us today?
Absolutely. So I am a trained registered dietitian, but as much as I can throw up credentials and degrees and yes, my education, I'm super proud of it. I always say I'm a real woman and I like food and I wanted a healthy relationship with food. So a little bit about me. Back in college, I restrictively dieted, focused so much on, you know, not having a positive relationship with food. I just cared about being a certain weight. And so now, yes, I do help women lose weight, but never at the expense of snacking, never at the expense of having a good relationship with food. And honestly, just feeling good, because I believe we should feel our best, look the way that we want, obviously in a healthy way, because I do care about health. But also I want this to fit into women's real lives. Like, I love going out to eat. I'm going on vacation next week. Like, we need to find this balance. And I hope to be that corner of the internet that women find where it's like a cool thing to eat. It's an amazing thing to eat. And you can still achieve your fitness goals, but also love your diet at the same time.
Yes. Ladies here at first, ladies, gentlemen, and kids, because we do have kids.
We do.
Snacking is good.
Snacking is good.
Like Paris Hilton says, that's hot. Snacking is hot. Snacking is the cool thing to do.
Snacking is hot.
Snacking is hot.
I love that.
Okay, so because fall just turned the corner, was it yesterday?
Yes.
The first day of fall?
I'm pretty sure. September.
I'm pretty sure around this time. Officially, we are entering into fall, and so we want to come fully prepared into fall with some good snacking ideas. So starting off, Lauren, will you please share with us some of your favorite fall meal ideas? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, would just love to hear some of your favorites that we can learn about.
Absolutely. Me and my husband were just talking about this, but fall, immediately when it turns fall, I don't care what part of the country we're in, we want pumpkin.
Oh,
pumpkin is the vibe for fall.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about Starbucks in a little bit, right?
Yes.
But when it comes to pumpkin, I actually love making recipes with canned pumpkin.
Okay.
I'm talking pumpkin smoothies, pumpkin cookies with like oatmeal, a little chocolate chip moment. Mm. Anything pumpkin, I really try to incorporate into what I'm eating. Plus, pumpkin is really nutritious. There's so many vitamins and minerals. It's in season. Okay. I often buy it canned, even though it is in season. And there's just so many ways you can use pumpkin in recipes this time of year.
I love it. I didn't know it was so nutritious.
I did know that. I just wasn't sure. Is canned pumpkin as nutritious as scooping it out? Because I have a real aversion to pumpkin scooping. I do not like carving a pumpkin. I love eating it. I think it tastes amazing. But I have to put my
that was a quick way to have me out of fall.
Yes.
People talk about like the protein ick and like the chicken ick, the egg ick. I have an ick in the same way. Like, I don't want to carve a pumpkin.
No.
When I have kids one day, sure, you do it, Susie or Chad or whatever your name is. But I'm not naming my kids that. But no, I buy canned pumpkin. It's honestly so convenient. And I'm all about convenience when it comes to snacking and eating. Like, props to you if you have a lot of time in the kitchen, but I mean, I was just telling you before we went on air, I was like shoving my face with food in between meetings and calls. And so I think canned pumpkin's easy. Plus, it's literally in a can. If you use half of it, you can just put it in your fridge, put it in a smoothie, put it in pancakes. Like, you can put it in something else later without it going bad.
I love that.
Okay, I have an official update. Yes. First day of fall in 2023 is tomorrow, September 23rd.
Okay.
We are on the eve of fall as we have this conversation.
This is actually perfect. Entering into fall with the right menu.
We are.
Okay, you mentioned pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. Can you say more about that?
Yes, I would be happy to. So I have a, dare I say, iconic. I know that sounds cocky, but truly it is an iconic recipe.
I love it.
Where they're typically around 100 calories. However, when I make them, sometimes I mix up the portions and I don't even focus on the calories.
Sure.
But regardless, they're very nutritious. They are made with oatmeal. Okay. An egg, banana, and chocolate chips. I prefer dark chocolate chips.
Okay.
But what I do for fall is you can do the same recipe and you can either swap, or what I do is I just add in pumpkin but modify some of the ingredients so you can find the perfect combinations. But basically it's oatmeal, banana, like a very ripe banana, pumpkin, and then dark chocolate chips. And you can add an egg. I think it just makes the consistency a little better.
Okay.
Cook them in your oven. You could do it in the air fryer. And it is the most delicious cookie snack that also is very good for you, but doesn't taste like it's good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's also dairy-free and gluten-free, right, with all those ingredients?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow. Okay. Well, and we'll make sure, listeners, to share these recipes in our show notes. So if you want to try them out later, we'll make sure to get the recipe from Lauren and share it there.
I'll give you guys the guts.
Yes. I love that. And then smoothies. I wish I was a smoothie girl, and it's my fault. It's because I don't have the right equipment, and I just need to get on Amazon and get a freaking smoothie maker.
Yeah, it's called a blender.
See, I don't even know. I could easily get one. I just have not gotten there. So tell me about the smoothie, because this is maybe fall is going to be my.
I've never
keep
made
me accountable.
I love a smoothie, and now I'm thinking about it. I've never made one with pumpkin before.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us.
Yes. So, I mean, there's so many different ways. Why I love smoothies is I actually have smoothies sometimes as a meal replacement, but truthfully, I prefer them as a snack. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the snack show. I just personally like eating my food. So a snack sometimes is like to hold me over, or, you know, something I want to whip up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And once you get the combinations of like portions and flavors in a smoothie, you'll make that smoothie on repeat. Like, you'll have like one or two go-to smoothies. And I think with fall, yes, using pumpkin in the smoothie is really good. It pairs well with like vanilla. You can buy pumpkin pie spice. But what also is really good is I've been known to make in the past an apple pie smoothie. So apples are kind of hard to blend at times, but you can use the apple pie seasoning. I think like Stouffer's or those big like, you know, spice brands are going to definitely have it. And that's a really great way to add in flavor. Obviously pairs great with vanilla and various different like protein powder flavors. And you don't even have to use protein powder. You can use Greek yogurt. If you are trying to be really adventurous, you can use cottage cheese. Not my favorite. I don't love the texture.
I love cottage
cheese. Oh, damn.
But it is a very polarizing snack.
Yes.
It is a very polarizing snack. But yeah, I like apple pie smoothies as well. And there's a lot of different like flavor combinations. But the key with pumpkin, and I think a lot of like the fall flavors, is you have to pair it with the right things. I find like pumpkin cookies with chocolate goes well together. But I'm not sure if you guys would agree. But like a pumpkin smoothie with chocolate protein powder, like that's an ick for me. Like, I don't think that would taste good.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be my vibe either. I tend to like to keep my sweet and savory a little more separated. So that feels like too much of a jump over.
What are other fall staples for us? If we like, let's say people are like, ew, gross pumpkin. What are we moving on to?
I would say from a health perspective, I mean, I'm a dietitian. Yes, everyone knows to eat their fruits and veggies and things like that.
Sure.
But I think fall, honestly, is one of the best times to have veggies, and specifically roasted veggies. And I'm not one of those people that's like, eat plain carrots and broccoli and that's how you get your veggies. And like, no, we can incorporate them into meals. I'm a big like bowl meal person. But even when it comes to snacks, like say you go a full day and you're like, wow, I feel like I've been eating food, but I just don't feel my best. It's not as nourishing. My gut is screaming to me like, please get some veggies in your system. You could have like roasted veggies, or, you know, something I do love is actually incorporating those roasted veggies into meals once I create them. So say whether it's a snack or even a meal, having like a homemade quiche or a homemade frittata and those roasted veggies that you have that are all fall foods, like fall produce that's, you know, designed to be eaten this time of year, you put it in the frittata, you put it in the quiche with that amazing crust. And then you have something that is definitely a little bit more TLC and work in the kitchen to create, but obviously tastes really good. And then you can use those veggies in so many different ways too. If you're trying to go the healthy snacking route, put it that way.
Sure. I find my way to really maximize veggies is soups.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I have a ton of veggies in one place. Whereas if I have to like roast them all and then eat them all, I feel like I almost get tired of eating.
Really?
But if it's all mixed up in a soup, I feel like I've gotten more variety.
Sure.
In one meal.
Oh, yeah,
I can
relate to that. And Lauren, I related to you when you were talking about the bowls, like roasted veggie with some rice or quinoa and then a little like fun like hummus or any sort of like sauce on top. I mean, I could just eat those day to day because you can get so creative with them that it doesn't feel like the same thing every time. You just switch up whatever you use as your base and whatever you want as your veggies. So I love that.
Yeah.
What's your go-to soup?
I don't know. I find and make a lot of soup recipes. Also, I live by myself. So soup feels like an easy meal prep for the week where it's not like, oh, I've just roasted chicken and I have to eat that every day for dinner. I don't know why. Soup just feels fancier and easier to reheat and reheat and or freeze if I make like half of it. And then 2 weeks later when it doesn't feel like I've just done it, then I bring it back out and eat the rest.
Sure. Lauren, are you a crock pot user?
You know what? I am not. I'm a big air fryer girly.
Oh, okay.
Huge air fryer girly over
here. What are some of your favorite things to air fry? Because my parents recently gifted me an air fryer. I've tried a couple times.
Oh, man, I
feel
I love it,
like
Val.
I don't know. I know you always talk about it. I still feel lost in the game. So if you had to tell me, go home and air fry this, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I'm a big air fryer potato or sweet potato. And sweet potatoes are like such a fall food as well. So you could do actually sweet potatoes with a little bit of cinnamon on top and put that into a bowl meal or even have on its side. Honestly, I make a lot of like fake French fries, which like are really French fries, but they're not just like deep fried from like Chick-fil-A. So I do that in my air fryer. Honestly, a staple. Last night I had potatoes and I have them at least two or three times a week. They're so easy. I also, you can air fry butternut squash at Trader Joe's, especially they have actually the butternut squash that's like cut really cool, like French fries. I've done that in the air fryer before. I really, any veggie you can air fry. I do air fried broccoli, like a Parmesan crusted broccoli. You can air fry roasted veggies, like the roasted veggie, like mixes, and you can put like Italian dressing or whatever you're feeling. I use a lot of like olive oil when I air fry stuff. I've made those cookies in the air fryer.
Really?
You can make baked apples in the air fryer, or like crispy, like really anything can go in the air fryer. You just have to make sure you're flavoring it properly. So it like brings on a little bit more, more pizzazz.
Sure.
End of summer, I did some, roasted peaches in the air fryer. That was
oh my gosh.
Well, I did put it on ice cream, so let's be really clear on balance.
I was gonna say that pairs so well with ice cream. Or if you're like, okay, sometimes you do it with ice cream, you could put it on Greek yogurt. That could be really good for a healthy snack.
That's a good idea.
And even with some granola, I think that would be good because then it would add like some crunch to it.
Yeah,
but anyways, I just had some peaches left over at the end of summer and I decided to use the air fryer because it said to like do it in the oven. And I was like, I don't need
to. I gotta remember that the Greek yogurt is a good substitute. I was with my friend Steph this weekend, you know Steph, and she was doing kind of like a like Mexican themed meal and she replaced the sour cream with Greek yogurt mixed it with her salsa.
That's what I used to do that
delicious.
All the time. Yeah.
It was really, really good. So I gotta remember that Greek yogurt for that protein.
You could do Greek yogurt with some pumpkin, some cinnamon, and even a little bit of peanut butter and make it a dip and then dip apples in it.
Okay.
Game changer.
Do we need to end the episode right now? Because I need to go make that.
That was a good idea. Give myself some props.
That's really good. Okay. We're going to write that down.
Listener, if you've not gleaned anything else from this, that right there is your snack for the fall.
I love it.
Hey, snackers. It's your sugar monster here. Do you wish that you could go to Willy Wonka's Candy Factory?
Yeah.
Well, since it's not exactly possible, let me introduce you to the online version of that. Nuts.com.
It is like Willy Wonka.
It is. So in addition to an amazing selection of nuts, they have tons of classic candies like butterscotch, fudge, and licorice.
Literally, nuts.com is like your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Y'all, they have a wide selection, which means there's something for everyone. And this is so nice. Quality is their top priority. Thank you so much, nuts.com. They roast their nuts and they pop their corn the same day it ships. If that's not fresh, I don't know what is.
It is true. I love their honey roasted cashews, their roasted pistachios, and let's not also forget their chocolate covered gummy bears for after you eat your nuts. We love those bears because it has no food coloring, and you know that is so important to us here at The Snack Show.
It's true. Okay, right now, y'all, nuts.com is offering our listeners and new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/snackshow. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/snackshow. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/snackshow. Okay, you mentioned Trader Joe's, and Snack Show listeners, you know we're huge fans of Trader Joe's here at the Snack Show. Lauren, give us some of your favorite Trader Joe's, either fall or general Trader Joe's items that you buy when you
Okay, shop. Wait, before we start, are you a sweet person or a savory person?
I am a sweet person. Okay. My husband is a savory chips guy.
Oh,
so our house always has
is our savory, and I am our sweet. So I just want to know. Oh. It really changes our Trader Joe's trajectory through the store. So yeah. I just wanted to know where we're starting from before you give us this intel.
That is very important. That's very important. You know, it's funny. As much as I'm a sweet person, I guess this kind of goes with it. When I think of Trader Joe's fall, I think of really two things, but I do have some other items I love. I think of obviously just buying plain canned pumpkin with the hopes to make healthy recipes at home, like I had talked about.
Yep.
But I really think about their honey roasted pumpkin ravioli, because every year my husband will make a butter, like a sage butter, and then we'll put it with the honey roasted pumpkin ravioli, and we'll have that as the healthy carbonara meal, and then we'll pair it with, you know, we're big with our air fryer, actually. We make a lot of chicken thighs and chicken breasts in there. We marinate it, and it can taste really good. It's so easy to make. Or sometimes we even make like a whole chicken in our oven, or sometimes we've made a chicken in our air fryer crock pot situation. And that is not a snack, but a very savory meal, and honestly very so easy good. To make. Yes. Plus it's so like savory for fall, you know what I mean?
Sure. I haven't had that honey roasted pumpkin ravioli, have you?
I did last year, yes. That butternut squash mac and cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. And I think they have a fall gnocchi too, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Yeah, I haven't had that, or I haven't had it in a while at least, but I always end up buying the ravioli, because that's something I don't usually buy ravioli a lot. Sure. So when I go to Trader Joe's, especially, I try to buy things that, one, of course, I can like incorporate into a meal or snack. But I do, just for like a grocery shopping tip, try to not get like too crazy with buying things that I'm like, I don't know how I would incorporate that into my diet. And also like how it fits into like a balanced meal, because I also want to prioritize like feeling my best, but also like indulging in what I love. So I find like one or two times a year buying like that pumpkin ravioli is fun.
I love that. So, okay, you're going to Trader Joe's. What's the thing you get every time you're at Trader Joe's?
Oh, every time. Oh, gosh.
You have like your go-to?
Those, I love they have great seasonings, but specifically they have plain plantain chips that have the seasoning on it. Those are addicting on another level. I can't stop eating them.
Totally with you.
They're really great. I sometimes like their, I think it's like raspberry or cherry skyr, which is their like, not Greek yogurt because it's skyr, but it's like a, like similar to Greek yogurt, thicker texture. I love
Icelandic,
a little Trader Joe's.
Isn't it?
Or Icelandic, yeah, Icelandic's here. Yeah, so that's really good. I love sourdough. So like a little, I'm so basic, but like sourdough, we get some avocados, we do something fun there. I love their reduced guilt, like lower calorie guacamole is so amazing. And then actually I have so many products I love. Oh my gosh. I also love their cauliflower rice, but like the Asian-y one that has like the other stuff in it. That's always a staple in my freezer if I like need to add some veggies to a meal, and it's so tasty.
Nice. I don't think I've had that one either.
I haven't either.
That's a sin. Oh my gosh,
I know.
Guys.
I know. We're kind of embarrassed. But also very excited to go to shop.
Yeah, yeah. Also just excited there's something new at Trader Joe's.
That is the thing. I feel like I love Trader Joe's so much. But because it's such a deep well, I try to at least like one new snack every time I'm there. But other than that, I go down the same aisles. I pull the same things just because I'm such a creature of habit and I know what I like and I know what feels good to my body. And so it's hard to like, I'm not super adventurous with my food. So it's always good to hear recommendations where I'm like, oh, that's going to be my new thing of the week. And then I can maybe incorporate it into my like daily or my weekly shopping.
Yeah. One thing I do love at Trader Joe's, and Lauren, you mentioned this before, is the cut up butternut squash. Trader Joe's has such a great variety of cut up vegetables. So if you're lazy and you need an entry point, like, like they have it's carrots, onions, and maybe celery all chopped up. So when I make soups a lot, I buy that. And then it's already ready. And that saves me probably 15 minutes of cutting, which would be the like, oh, I don't want to spend that much time making this soup. So just cut up vegetables at Trader Joe's will really bless you.
I call it lazy girl cooking. And I actually did some videos on like lazy girl proteins from Trader Joe's, lazy girl carbs from Trader Joe's and stuff like that. Staples for me too, like getting the jasmine quinoa or like brown rice from the frozen section is really good. So you always just have like a healthy carb. They also have carrot coins if you do struggle to get in veggies. And I actually use them in bowl meals. And you can put like a little garlic aioli with some chicken or some salmon that you have there and like just bulk up the meal with carbs, proteins, veg. And that's honestly something we buy it year round, but it obviously fits really well into fall.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Okay. Before we close out, probably maybe one of the most exciting segments for our listeners, Starbucks drinks. Give it to us, Lauren. What are some Starbucks drinks that are your favorites? Maybe we haven't heard of off the menu, secret recipes. What do you have for us?
Yes. So my personal favorite is a swap to a new drink they had, but I'm not going to lie. And I know other people come up with swaps too, but I actually came up with a swap to this last year. And then Starbucks put pumpkin and chai on the menu together. So Starbucks, like, did you take my idea? Like that's really the conversation.
Probably.
Maybe. But one of my favorite things to do is ordering a iced shaken espresso. Okay. And then you can do a pump of pumpkin sauce, a pump of chai. And then I personally do a splash of soy milk or a splash of almond milk. You could do cream. You could do coconut milk. Do whatever milk you like. That is so good. It's basically an iced pumpkin chai. So delicious. And I order a grande typically. I'm also a really big fan, if you can't tell, iced drink. So I honestly, you could do an iced coffee. And if you want to do just like a swap, that's a little bit more mindful, a little bit less like intensity of sweetness compared to the regular pumpkin cream cold brew, which me and my husband think is delicious, but it is like a lot for to have it like 6 or 7 in the morning when like you're just trying to start your day and get some caffeine in you. I just do a regular grande iced coffee. I ask for no classic syrup. You can do a pump of pumpkin, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, and then do a splash of cream or a splash of, once again, any milk if you're dairy-free. And I actually prefer that over the pumpkin cream cold brew. It's that good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have started – I love the foam of the pumpkin cream cold brew, but I just get no syrup so that any of the sugar just comes from that foam. And so then because the coffee is a little more of the, you know, not bitter, but of that sort of variety of your tongue, and then – the top, it feels a little better. And then I do extra ice. I don't know why.
Yes.
But that's just me.
So
being,
important.
I only drink cold drinks. I'll drink all year long.
But tell Lauren the reason you will only drink cold drinks. Be honest.
Because hot drinks make me sweaty and because I'm vain about my teeth. And so I can drink cold drinks through a straw.
Yes.
You know what? I appreciate that. We need that type of honesty in our world.
Yeah.
That's great.
Although we were, Fallon and I were just on vacation in Alaska a few weeks, and I did have a hot chocolate there, so that was
a
hot drink.
She really
did.
That
was a hot drink.
She did. I was very proud of her. What are your thoughts on pumpkin spice latte? Are we a yay or are we a nah?
So personally, I mean, I'm wildly biased, but I'm a big like ice cream person. Uh-huh. I love ice cream. Like that's my thing. Ooh, so if I'm going to have a sweet treat, it isn't going to be a pumpkin spice latte. I want some creamy, full fat ice cream from the local hole in the wall ice cream shop down the street. That's my vibe.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. So for that reason, especially as a dietitian, seeing the amount of sugar just the amount of nutrition that provides. I just don't love starting my day like that. I much rather like eat my calories and eat my food, get more satisfied, and like save my sweet treat for something a little bit more worth it for me.
Yeah.
But I always say this to clients, like, I'm not here to food police you, and I want you to eat the foods that are worth it for you, because what's worth it for me might not be worth it for you. However, if you do find the drink so sweet, like myself, or maybe you have like a health condition that you need to be a little bit more mindful about your sugar intake and, you know, some of this balance. I mean, one drink every fall season is not going to, you know, hurt you or harm you. But if you're having it every day, that's where you can come up with some of these swaps. So oftentimes I'll recommend reducing either like the pumps of sugar in it, like the pumps of pumpkin syrup, or just like the regular syrups there from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You could also like make modifications to how the drink is ordered. So instead of doing a pumpkin spice latte, maybe you're doing a pumpkin spice coffee. I have a Starbucks guide. I'll send it your way so your listeners and everyone here can get the guide and some of the drink swaps for hot and ice that I come up with. But yeah, I do find sometimes ordering it as a coffee to reduce the milk and then also modifying the syrups can be really helpful. And then you don't have to sacrifice the flavor and like the fun of fall and like pumpkin spice and all the things, but it does make it a little bit more nutritious and healthier.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I love the smell and the overall like essence of a PSL, but it's just so dang sweet that it's like I'll take one sip and then I have to throw the rest away. So I love the idea of just like swapping some things out to make it a little more tasty without the crazy sugars.
So let's just say someone goes to Starbucks and they don't like pumpkin. What's like another of your like go-to swaps just like year-round at Starbucks, like a hot tip?
I am so basic and I do love iced coffees and I love shaken espressos. But what I actually do is I order 2 or 3 shots of espresso over ice in a grande cup, extra ice, because they're, you know, stingy on the ice sometimes. And then really what I do is sometimes I just do like 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla, or you can do 1 pump of brown sugar, 1 pump of sugar-free vanilla. You could do 2 pumps of brown sugar. And then I usually do a splash of almond milk or soy milk. I'm not even dairy-free. I just like those milks better, to be quite honest, and the flavors of them. And I like that. You can do the same combination, and instead of shots of espresso, you could do it with iced coffee, but I like the bitter taste of coffee, so that's why I like the shaken espresso vibe.
I love that.
Man, I'm craving coffee now. I haven't been to Starbucks in so long, and you know right after this where I'm headed. Okay, that is awesome. Man, I feel like we've gotten so many good recipes and ideas for our listeners. So Lauren, thank you so, so much for being here and sharing. Of course, before we end this episode, we have to do our favorite segment. It is our Snack of the week. Okay, Lauren, because you are our guest, we would love to hear first from you. What is your snack of the week?
Well, you're hitting me at a really good time because I am going to the grocery store today We didn't have this snack last night in my fridge. And I was really upset about it because I wanted it before bed.
Yes.
And that snack it's going to sound boring and I don't want to overhype it, but it is an important one. I love key lime pie Greek yogurt.
What? I love it. Lauren, we are best friends. I have it. I have the Chobani sugar-free key lime pie yogurt in my refrigerator right now.
It's so good. And also, so key lime pie Greek yogurt, but one of my favorite brands, I'm trying to remember the name off the top of my head. I think it's called Icelandic Provisions, if you guys have it near you.
Yep.
But they do the Icelandic Skyr.
Yes.
It has 15 grams of protein. It is so good. And honestly, coming from an ice cream girly, I will eat this instead of ice cream when I'm trying to be more mindful, or like I'm just sick of ice cream, but I still want to have a little snack at night. I love it. I mean, so many things you can do with it, but I just think it tastes freaking amazing.
I love it. Do you ever put anything in it, like nuts or granola or anything, or just plain Jane?
You know what? I am not a big yogurt parfait girl. Okay. My clients, I recommend it to them all the time. And I mean, it's super great, but I'll eat the yogurt. And then usually when I have a yogurt, I'm not super hungry, especially because it's pre-portioned. And like, it really isn't that much yogurt when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So if I'm looking for something more filling, I will usually, I mean, I could add like cereal or something to it, but we don't buy a lot of granola. I don't know why. We just haven't, I guess, in a while. But I usually, like sometimes I'll put like a slice of toast with it and have like peanut butter toast or like fruit on the side. But I usually don't put it together.
I love that.
That is a great snack of the
week. Did she steal your snack of the week?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Did I steal it?
No. It's great. Okay, I just support it.
She supports it. Okay, Jamie, what is your snack of the week?
Okay, my snack of the week is of the liquid variety.
Okay, can't wait.
We have started our my travels every week for work. So it means I'm living the airplane life.
It's true.
And the only time I ever have this is on an airplane. So my snack of the week is ginger ale.
There she goes.
I never think about this except when I'm on an airplane. Mm-hmm. And this weekend I was flying back and I was like, do I need some ginger ale?
Yes.
Yes.
What was the brand that you had?
The one the flight attendant gave me?
Was it Seagram?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's an important question. It is. The ginger ale brands do not taste the same. It's like Coke versus Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Coming from the Midwest, I'm a Verner's girl. That's my favorite. Yeah,
that's a great one.
But I also like a Seagram's.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would pick Seagram's if I had a choice, but
yeah.
I honestly don't know. I just took what she handed me and I said, thank you very much.
This is what I wanted. You do ice in yours?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. When I'm on a plane and I'm getting a drink, I always say no ice because the cups is so small that when they add the ice, it's like half the drink. And I'm like,
that's kind of what I like though, because I'm only getting it because I want a little taste. Like I don't want to, if I'm thirsty, I've got my water bottle. Yeah. So it's more about the experience than the amount of liquid. So anyways, ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Love it. Love it. Okay. And to finish this off, my snack of the week is a snack that I found at Trader Joe's, our favorite. Lauren, I'm not going to claim it's healthy. It's called a protein bar, but when I was looking at the ingredients, I was like, I don't know how healthy this actually is. So don't judge me. I'm going in as very, the health of this snack is, let's not talk about that. Let's just talk about that it is a protein bar called Bear Bells Protein Bar.
I was hoping you were going to say that one because I didn't give them a little shout out. That's the only protein bar I will buy from Trader Joe's.
Okay, good. I feel affirmed.
Okay. I think the flavor is the best compared to all of the other options.
Is it just one flavor? Like it is a barbell or they have multiple options within
a barbell.
Bear Bell. Okay, great.
So I've only had two. Lauren, let me know if you've had other flavors. The flavors I've had is cookie dough. And then a cookies and cream.
Ooh, they have a caramel crunch, caramel something. Okay. I've had. I think I like the cookies and cream one the best. Very good. I think that's the one I buy the most.
Yes. They're like, they look like a candy bar. Like they look like a chocolate candy bar with some like these like little rice puffs on top.
Okay.
And you know how like protein bars kind of have like kind of that protein bar taste to them? This one doesn't. Like it's just really tasty, really
no chalkiness about it.
No chalky. Okay. It really tastes like a nougat. And they are so good. And I am so happy, Lauren, that you like them and I feel approved.
They also I'm not affiliated with this company or any of the products we're talking about. I just happen to be a big food person, obviously being a dietitian. Yes. But they do have a vegan one too. So if there's anyone with like dietary restrictions, they do, I mean, check the facilities if like you're actually allergic to something and like what's on the package. But I do know they have a vegan one now. Because the one I buy is not vegan. And they also, what I was going to say is they honestly kind of feel like the texture of a Snickers bar.
They really
That's the
do.
Vibe I get.
Okay. Yes. I'm telling you, it's like a chocolate bar.
Great. Get me that candy bar.
I know. I ran out or else I would bring you some, but I'll
go to the store and get
some. Okay. Great, great, great. Oh, well, that just ended the episode so nicely for me. Again, Lauren, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate you just sharing all your expertise and your ideas. And you literally made my shopping list for next week. So I personally appreciate that.
Also, as our listeners are listening in, tell them how they find you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All the places.
Yes. So obviously we talked, my name is Lauren, but online I am known as Sorority Nutritionist or the Sorority Nutritionist. So, if you look Sorority Nutritionist on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, I have a podcast called Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. You'll kind of find me anywhere. I'm the blonde fun girl dancing in front of the camera. You probably will find or in the grocery store.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Love it. Well, yeah. Check Lauren out, please. She has so many great ideas and tips and, she's awesome. So please check her out. Support her. Tell her today that you listened to the episode and that you loved it. And Lauren, again, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, ladies. My snack ladies. Yes. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. We'll talk to you soon.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.